I have Wonderground here in the studio. They're setting up right now. This is what they sound like. Enjoy. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org, and my guest is Wonderground. Hello, Wonderground.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having us.
So, who am I joined by? I don't have the whole band here. I have
my name is Paul Schamel.
I'm Jennifer Huang.
And we're currently missing Zach, Dave, and An, who we send our warm greetings to. They were too busy. They had to work today, sadly.
So what I like to ask every band that has itself labeled as indie is, what is it that makes you an indie band and not just a rock band? How do you know that you're an indie band other than not having any money?
Well, actually, exactly. I would love not to be indie, to be honest. Like, I mean, basically the reason that we are calling ourselves indie right now is just because we've basically done everything that we've accomplished. We've done it ourselves. We put the record out ourselves. We do all the promotion, you know, we try to get press, we do all the publicity for our shows, we book the shows ourselves, and you know, everything that we do is coming from the work that we put into it.
Mm-hmm. And Paul, you sing and play guitar?
Yeah, I sing and play guitar.
And Jennifer?
I play keys and
And sings.
And sing occasionally.
is there a frontman to the band, or is it a collaborative process?
I generally write the songs and kind of bring them to the band, and then we kind of develop the songs. Everybody, you know, adds their own parts, and we arrange the songs, you know, during practice and that. So the product that I come in with is generally, like, you know, something that I wrote on the acoustic guitar, and that can develop into something that's, you know, it can go from being a 2.5 minute pop song to being an 8 minute, you know, long jam once everybody sort of gets their hands on it and kind of develops it and everything. So it's kind of an interesting process, the way we work.
Jennifer, is he telling the truth?
He's looking at me, yeah. So I have to say yes. No, it's true. That's exactly how we work.
So tell me, you have a variety of instruments here, Jennifer. What are you going to be playing today? And is that what you usually play, or do you have a series of other instruments as well?
Yeah, normally I have two keyboards. Because we're doing acoustic today, I have my melodica, melodica, and then the glockenspiel, but I don't usually play the glockenspiel. Our drummer does, so.
Yeah, we just actually acquired a bunch of new little toys, and we're just trying to play around with them. We thought this would be a good opportunity to mess around with some stuff.
And is that a pretty normal feature of your music, to sort of reach out and take different influences, different instruments, things like that?
Yeah, we're recently kind of branching out, trying to get away from, like, you know, trying to make the sounds a little bit more interesting, not just go from, like, loud to soft, distortion pedal to phaser pedal or whatever.
Right.
You know, try to bring in some other sort of elements into the sounds.
Right. Well, you guys ready to go into a live song?
Sure. All right, this is called "The Noise Matters."
Change the seasons and they go far from home. Dad, I never said goodbye, little girl. Said that there were reasons I went on my own. People never said I wasn't meant for another world. I've been shut in with nobody and nothing to see. Forever falling if you don't catch me. 'Cause you've been working away in spite of this every day. Said so many things you believe. The noise matters. The noise matters. The noise matters.
That was great. That was awesome.
I appreciate it. Dry mouth, dry mouth. I have a little bit of a cold, so I hope it sounded all right.
Dry mouth and sticky hands.
I'm completely drunk. No, it's not true.
I was saying we should have gotten drunk before we came here, but
I've had bands come in here like with beer. It's like, dude, it's 10:30 on Thursday.
Sometimes you just gotta do it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, we're used to playing, you know, at whatever 11 o'clock at night, you know, and we're used to practicing at 11 o'clock at night, and yeah. There's usually
alcohol.
At least
there's
one
not a lot of gigs that take place at 11 in the morning. It's
right.
True.
Yeah. So this is probably the earliest I've ever seen Jennifer. So. Still getting used to seeing her in the daylight.
So, Paul, tell me about when you first picked up a guitar and why you thought that was a good idea.
It's a good question. I had a math teacher, funny enough, in high school. This was my junior year of high school. I actually started playing guitar quite late, relative to a lot of people. And he, every year, twice a year, he would bring his guitar, and he had these two nice vintage Martins, and he would play Bob Dylan and John Lennon songs for the class. And the whole hour, the whole period, he would just play these Bob Dylan songs. And I was already a huge Bob Dylan fan. That's pretty much the first music that I ever really got into was, and still probably one of my favorite albums of all time is the Freewheeling Bob Dylan. And he would, you know, just play these Bob Dylan songs, and I thought they were great. And I had been into music. I played in band in high school and whatever, as band nerd, kind of. And
I played French horn.
Nice. I played saxophone.
I never recovered.
So that just inspired me to, you know, ask my dad for a guitar for Christmas, and my dad bought me a $50, I remember the name, it was a Hyostar. It was it's like this Korean guitar that was red, first of all, and had I don't know if you ever saw that guitar that John Cougar / Mellencamp whatever played on Little Pink Houses, the red one with the bird on it.
Okay,
that's the one that I got, but I had the cheap Korean knockoff.
Awesome.
And ever since then, I actually took a little bit of lessons, but didn't really like the way the lessons were going. I tried like learning classical. And just kind of gave up on that and just started, like, doing what my teacher was doing and learning Bob Dylan songs and just other pop songs at the time.
And then, like, over time, you kind of developed what you felt was your own sound, the Paul way of playing?
Yeah, and actually, I used to, before I got in with Wonderground, I was playing a lot by myself. I was living, I lived in France for about 2.5 years, and I was just playing kind of by myself, just like in cafes and that, you know. And actually the songwriting process then and the songwriting process now is a lot different, so it's kind of interesting how it's kind of developed over time. I go into it like now, I've always, like, ever since I've been writing songs, I've been having the idea of having, you know, other parts, you know, like I had other ideas in mind but I could never execute them. And now that I can, you know, since I have a band and everything, it makes the songwriting process a lot more, I don't know, it opens up a lot of doors, you know.
Did you go out sort of auditioning members to create a band, or did you guys meet at a car accident, or
what? Well, Jennifer, you want to explain that one?
Well, I know Dave. Well, this is, guy. It's complicated, but not complicated. My cousin used to play keys for them. And then I was in her other band, along with Dave, our bassist. So when she left to pursue her other endeavors, they asked me to join them. So.
And then we had this kind of incestuous thing going on with, like, multiple bands, like,
yeah,
a while back, who I think we're the only ones that are actually still together out of those bands, whatever.
Yeah, it's
but,
true.
Me and Dave have been playing together for, Dave is the bass player. Me and Dave have been playing together for about 3 years. I actually recorded, like, an acoustic EP, just kind of singer-songwriter stuff back in my Elliot Smith infatuated days. When I'm still infatuated.
Yeah,
with Elliot Smith.
Good days. Yeah.
But so he played with me on that, and then Dave's good friend Evan came in and started playing drums with us, and that's when it was Jennifer's cousin was playing keyboards with us, and then Evan moved to New York, and Janet went on to do other things, and then Jennifer came in. And then we found a new drummer, and then our new guitarist, who we've only played one show with, his name is An. He's another one of Dave's friends from back in the Valley. He and Dave and An used to play in a band back in the day, actually with the Giant Drag drummer. They were called Radio 4, but they're not the Radio 4 or whatever. So it's all just kind of incestuous. I'm the only one who's not from California. I'm from St. Louis. So all these, you know, I've just had to kind of like find, you know, start from scratch, basically.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, how did you come to start playing the keys?
I think I was 5 and my mom made me take piano lessons. Like, I didn't know. She's like, you're going somewhere. And
she's like, you're going to be in an indie rock band in LA.
Exactly.
Whether you like it or not.
Many, many years in the future. So I just took lessons, you know, a lot of classical. You know, I was classically trained. And then I actually stopped playing music for a long time. Actually, I was in a marching band, too. I played the flute.
Oh, you were nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, band camp, flute, you know, the joke.
Band camp.
Yeah. At band camp. So, and then I think the pressure, my mom kind of got a little overly excited and wanted me to become this great musician, go to Juilliard, and I kind of said, screw that. So I stopped playing music for a long time, and then I just ended up joining a band with my boyfriend at the time and just started playing keys again and just kind of went on from there. So from there to my cousin's band and now with Wonderground, so...
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm getting a couple of questions in. First of all, according to Pete Call 25, you guys rock.
What up, Pete Call?
Hey, Pete Call.
Ben says hi. And also, they want to know when you're going to play next. You guys just played recently, right?
Yeah, we actually just played at the Tangier. Last Friday, I guess. It was the 16th.
That's a nice venue. I like that
place.
Yeah,
it was really cool. It was
steaming,
a really good show.
Steaming hot.
Yeah,
hot. Yeah. Take off my clothes in the middle of the set.
Should have.
It's a whole other show.
Yeah, exactly. That was our last show. I think we're going to be playing at the Echo on July 13th.
Oh, that's a cool place, too. Yeah.
I don't know the other bands that we're playing with, but actually we're playing potentially with this band. It's a friend of ours named The Breakups.
Cool. And I'll ask you one more fan question, and then we'll play a track from the CD, and then we come back,
cool.
We'll play some live stuff. This is from Frump, and he wants to know how Wonderground sound has changed since their old drummer, Evan, left.
We're a lot more, what should I say, Evan?
Is that who's asking the question?
Yeah.
Classic.
That's a good question. I don't know. I think we are a little bit less... I don't know how to answer that question. I think we, at that time, we were a little bit more kind of open about like just kind of like having a song be really loose and just kind of like pretty loose with the structure, and the way that the song would develop was kind of like a little bit more kind of experimental in a way. And now the drummer that we have currently, we really get the song structure down. We really like strive to create like exact precise parts for like what we're doing, and you know, that's basically the way that's changed. I don't know if it's changed for the better, or you know, it's just kind of like a different style of the way they play drums and the way they learn and the way that we've kind of chosen to like develop song structure.
Who's drumming on this EP?
That is a different drummer. That's not either Evan or the new drummer. That was just kind of a guy that we had for the recording.
Okay, well, why don't we play a track from the EP, and then we'll talk about how you put this together. What do you recommend?
Maybe the first song, since we played The Bells already.
Okay.
And then we'll...
All right, you're listening to Wonderground on Is Good on killradio.org.
Thank you.
And we're back with Wonderground on Is Good on killradio.org.
I love
those.
Voice.
Yeah, you gotta love those long like feedback endings. Yeah, I was reading your bio. Who is Aaron Espinosa and what does he do?
Aaron is the lead singer, sort of.
This is your fan calling it. Kill Radio.
Hi, this is Norma.
And Ben.
We're calling from Sony.
We just want to give Paul our love and the whole group.
Hey, thanks.
Cool.
Thanks
and
for listening, guys.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, we wanted to know what their inspiration was for Bells.
All right, well, we'll put it to them, and thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
The Bells was kind of one of the first songs that we ever really wrote as a band, and it was back in the day with basically what were the original members, and it was basically the first time that we ever really just tried to develop a song out of nothing. It was like the first time I never brought a song to the band, and the first time that we actually developed a song during a jam, sort of during practice. And basically, you know, it just came out of that. And it's called The Bells, one, because the keyboard sound that Janet happened to be playing at the time had a very sort of bellish tone to it. And then also the lyrics, which kind of conveyed different sorts of things, kind of represent like different bells going off in your head, like different sort of ideas and different sort of like realizations that you have like throughout your life or whatever. So that would be it.
So finish your story about Aaron Espinosa, and then we'll go into a live tune.
Aaron is the main guy from Early Mart, who is a great band. They're a local band here, and he runs a studio called The Ship out in Eagle Rock, and it's just a very homey sort of place. All the decor inside is all this old kind of like vintage, you know, like ship wheels and these old paintings of ships, and like it's just a really cool place. And I just really, ever since I've moved to LA, well, a couple years after I moved to LA, I found out about Early Mart. I really liked the sound that they had, and I really wanted to work with him. And I just love his production quality, and like I think that he has really good ears, and I just really wanted to work with him. And then, you know, little by little, we kind of maneuvered our way in and got in, and we're lucky enough to work with him.
That's cool. Are there other bands that you kind of ally yourselves with because you share a similar sound or similar idea about music?
I mean, I guess Early Mart would be probably the closest thing, since we, you know, we're kind of friends with Aaron. And I don't know if there's other bands that we really like relate to that much. To
that's
be
a good thing.
I don't know why, but that's
kind of how it should be, right?
Yeah. No, it's true. I think we're kind of an individual little thing within LA. We don't really fall into any sort of one category in this sort of LA music scene.